Tonight's Shir Siman Kuf Samech Ches Seif Yud. Chavitza. Dahainu. What's chavitza? Peru lechem. It's crumbs of bread. Shenidbakim yachad aide marak. And then you bind them together with some kind of broth. In this basha, if it's cooked, im yesh bim kazayis, if it has a kazayis in size, af api shein bo tar lechem, even though it doesn't resemble bread anymore, mevarach hamotzi ubirchas hamaz, and the brach is still hamotzi, and you bench afterwards. Vim ein bim kazayis, but if it's less than kazayis, af api shein yirish yesh bim tar lechem, even though it may still appear like bread, einim mevarach ela b'roim nim izaynus ubracha achs min shalosh. You would only say mezoinos and me'ein shalosh, ala micha. Let's stop here and look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkad Mem Tes, Chavitza v'chulu. Aktim l'zeh ha-se'iv, hakdama k'tzara, v'hu. I'm going to preface this paragraph with a short introduction, and this is how it goes. D'yesh b'zeh shlosha afanim. There are three possibilities. Aleph, pas she'perer l'piruin u'bishlo. The first is taking bread, crumble them into little pieces, and cooking the pieces. Toli b'zeh, so it depends. Im ha-peirun g'doylim, if they're big pieces, she'yesh b'm kazayis, and they're a kazayis in size, lo nisbat lo mehem shein pas. They don't lose the status of bread. Afilu ma'ideh ha-bishul ozal mehem tar lechem. Even though when you cook it, it loses the appearance of bread. If you take bread and you break it into pieces, and the pieces are kazayis in size, and you cook those pieces, they're still hamotzi. Vim ein behem kazayis, but if they're less than kazayis, afilu abnir shi'esh lehem tor alechem, even if they still have some appearance of bread, once you cook it, mevarach b'reim ne mezoinis, the bracha is going to be mezoinis, the shame tav shalalim, it's no longer bread, it's no longer a baked item, it's a cooked item. So if you take a loaf of bread, and you break it into pieces, and you cook the pieces. If the pieces are kazayis or bigger, it's still hamotzi. If the pieces are less than kazayis, it's mezoinis. Beis, second possibility. Im lo bishlo, you break the bread into pieces, but you don't cook it. Rak she'perer b'ka'ara, you crumble it in a plate. V'neschabru ha'perun yachad ayde devash, and then you add in some honey, or marak, or broth, and that binds together the pieces. Im yesh idayin aleihem tora lechem, if it still has an appearance of bread, mevorach aleihem, the bracha will be hamotzi, afilum ein b'ha pirun kazayis, even though the pieces are less than kazayis. Vim ein b'hem tora lechem, if it doesn't have the appearance of bread, mevorach aleihem b'roim ne mezoinis, the bracha is going to be mezoinis, elam kin hoye b'ha pirun kazayis, unless the pieces are kazayis in size, v'chanal inibish, like we said, by cooking the pieces. So the second scenario is, you take bread and you break it into pieces and you don't cook it. If the pieces are a kazayis in size, it'll always be hamotzi. If the pieces are less than kazayis in size, and then I make a mush out of it, I combine it together with honey or some other broth, if it looks like bread, it's still hamotzi. If it doesn't look like bread, it's mezonos. But it's only because it's less than kazayis. Once it's bigger than kazayis, it makes no difference. It's still going to be hamotzi.
Massive harfal.
This is a massive harfal. This is, there's a thing called rumballs, where you take cake that's old and you crumble it up and add some schnapps and you make a ball out of it. So I'm doing that with bread. I'm taking old bread and I'm crumbling it up and I'm adding some mashka to it, some sweet flavor thing, and I make a ball out of it. So what bruch is it? Is it mezonos? Is it emotzi? Matzah farfel is like made as matzah farfel. It was never, it's just broken pieces. It's not bound together. This is bound together. So if the pieces of bread are kazayis, it's for sure hamotzi.
In the ball.
If the pieces are less than kazayis, then it will depend if it looks like bread or not. Gimel, third possibility. Kishelo bisho, the pieces were not cooked. V'gavlon eschabu ha'peirun yachad ayde mashke. And you didn't bind the pieces together with some liquid. Afilu im ha-perun dakin kaserlis. The pieces could be fine like flour. Mevarach lein hamotzi. The brach is hamotzi. Breadcrumbs are hamotzi. Deshem pas aleim, it is bread. V'atanevaras asif be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Now we'll explain this paragraph with Hashem's help. So the crumbled bread by itself is for sure hamotzi. Crumbled bread is hamotzi. It's only when you start doing things to it, the question is, does it lose the status of bread or not? Sifkata nun. So what's chavitza? Dehainu peru lechem shenidbakim. Crumbled pieces of bread, breadcrumbs, that are bound together. Binispashel, if you cook the pieces, einafkamina benidbakim, we don't care if they cling to each other or not. The reason why the Mechaber picked the case of clung together, mishum ofen hasheni, because the second scenario, demar b'lo bishul, when you don't cook them. Even though the first scenario, we're cooking them, so then it doesn't make a difference, but we say stuck together because of the second case. Sifkata nun alf yachat, so they cling together. V'adinim hayu rak shiruyim b'soichu habe. The same would be true if I were to soak the bread pieces in liquid a long time. Till the water becomes white from the bread pieces. The color of the bread leaches into the water. Dino kamonid bokum yachar is the same halacha as if they stick together. Ukla kame b'sifiraf, like we say in sifiraf. Sifkadun beis imnis bashel v'chulu. So if you take the crumbs of bread and you cook it, hanishinosna halachem b'kli rishon kish amar ala eish. So you put the bread pieces into the original pot that was cooking on a fire. O alkaponim shu yahilat saled dispo, or even if it's not on the fire, it's still yasaled dispo. That's called cooking. Alba klisheini, but once you're into the second container, lochoshev bishul, it's not called bishul. Vidino kamo ba'ofen hasheini has the loch of the second half of this mechaber when you don't cook them. Demiyesh bo tar lechem, if it still looks like bread, mevorach hamotzi say hamotzi. Even less than gezayis, meaning to say, if I have a bowl of soup, hot soup, and I put in pieces of matzah, since my soup is a shlishi, or maybe even shlishi, it's not chirishon, so it's not called bishul. That's not cooking the pieces of matzah. If it has tzuris of pas, it's still hamotzi.
But if I put it in the pot itself,
you put it in the pot itself, it loses the. That's it. If it's less than gezayis, mezayis. Vidavka imlonis labin hamayim adyalechem. That's still hamotzi as long as the liquid doesn't change color because of the bread. Al neslabin hamayim kedesh shemotzui. But if the water does change color, as is common, kishenisha pasav mayim chamin, when you soak bread in hot water, mevor b'sifiraf, we learn in sifiraf, that is enechsha hapaske imbo torlechem. That itself is considered the bread loses torlechem. Vehemeniach hapurin b'ka'ara. Let's say you put the crumbs in a bowl. And you do iwer klirishon. Instead of putting it into a hot klirishon, you pour the water directly onto it, iwer klirishon. The achronim say that's a shaila. Because in halacha we often say when you do iwer klirishon, it's mevashel kedei klipa, and since the pirun are very small, is that called bishl or not? Valkein, therefore, im ein pirun b'kazayis, if the pirun are less than kazayis. The yesh b'tor lechem, but it still appears like bread. Yivarech al pas acher techila, make hamotzi in something else, because it's really not clear what the bracha should be on this. Sifkad nun gimel. Im yesh behem v'chulu. If the pieces are kazayis in size, so then it's going to be hamotzi. Lav davka b'kum. Not even if all the pieces are kazayis. Elafil im yesh kazayis b'chad the pieces. If one piece was a kazayis, God came yivarech al hamotzi. You'd make hamotzi on that piece. And then obviously you can eat the rest of the pieces anyway along the way, because I'm making hamotzi and I'm benching, so the rest is covered. Sifkad nun dalid, kezayis. If there is a kezayis in the pieces that you cook, what's the meaning to say? Ba'prusa atzma, in the piece itself, shemavar chalel, that you make the brachon, hayba kezayis mikodim, it was a kezayis beforehand. But nifchasam ishir zeh debish on the cooking, did not take away from that size. Now we don't create a shir kezayis by pieces that cling together. Or if it swells because of the liquid, that doesn't count. The piece itself that you put into the liquid was a kezayis, so then it retains its bracha. Even if it loses the appearance of bread. The kimon sheish b'hem kezayis, since the piece is a kezayis, lo nispat l'men is shem lechem, it doesn't lose the title of bread. So basically, if it starts as bread, and it's a kezayis in size, even if it's not recognizable as bread anymore, it's still bread. The chashivas of the kezayis maintains the status of bread, even after it loses the tzuras apas. sifkata nunvav, shenir v'chulu. If it's less than kazayis, then it's going to be mezoinis even if it has tzuras apas. The kivin is basal because once you cook it, eino chashuv tor lechem. We say that does not have the appearance of bread. It lost the properties of bread. Vimlo bishlo b'kadeiro. Now let's say you didn't cook it in a pot. Elatignam b'mashke b'machas. Maybe you fried them up with some liquid like oil in a skillet. Mashem magen avram siv katanam avav lahay bishlo. The magen avram and siv katanam avav seems to say this is not called cooking. Umahani b'tor lechem, and therefore if it has the tzuras apas, that helps. Like in the second scenario when you don't cook it. Well, if you das shay achronim, according to the view of other achronim, sham over there, in hechachal devar, it's not clear like he's saying. Vanochen, what's proper is, shebetigun, if you fry it up, lo yoichal, b'sheishal tor lechem, don't eat it if it has tresapas, kim esuchasud, unless it's part of a meal. You have to wash it in something else. V'kol zeh b'she'en ven kazayis, and again, this is only if there's no kazayis. But if you were to fry up a piece that had a kazayis, even if you feel lost its appearance of bread, obviously make a motzi, no different than cooking. There's certainly tigun, which is a shaila if tigun is bishul or not. So there's no question, when you take a slice of bread and you soak it in eggs and milk and make French toast, it's a motzi. French toast is a motzi, because each piece is a kazayis. So whether you consider the frying up in the fry pan, frying, cooking, what it is, it's a kazayis. Makes no difference. That's for sure hamotzi. The shayla is going to be a bigger problem with matzah brei. How to deal with that? Sifkat nun zayin, en mevarach v'chulu. So if you cook pieces less than kazayis, then it's going to be mezoinus. Da, you should know. The bekol hanish and iska b'sivzeh b'siv shachav. Everything we're mentioning in this paragraph and the subsequent sifim. Afilu kavas hudas aleihem. Even if you make a meal out of it. You eat until you're full. The brach is mezainis. And afterwards, you say alamicha. This is not bread. It's like any cooked grain. You cook oatmeal in a pot. No matter how much you eat, you make mezainis alamicha. That's what this is. Once you've reduced the fasting gazayas and you cook it up, it is no longer considered bread. And therefore, the brach is mezainis regardless of how much you end up eating. So again, the Mechaber's first case scenario of chavitza was little pieces, and they're going to be cooked. So it's mechalik. Is it a kazayis? Less than kazayis. If it's a kazayis, it's always a motzi. Either it doesn't have tzuras apas. If it's less than kazayis, it doesn't have tzuras apas, even though you think it does. Now the Mechaber continues in the case when you don't cook it. V'im eino mevushol, if you don't cook the pieces, elishu mechuber, either devashu marak, you just bind it together with honey, with schnapps, with broth. Emyesh bar prusos kazayis, if the pieces were kazayis to begin with, mevorach lev ha-moitzi, you'll make ha-moitzi. Afilu ein lo toyer lechem, even though it doesn't appear like bread. Vim ein ben kazayis, if it doesn't have kazayis, then it depends. Emyesh bar toyer lechem, if it still has the appearance of bread because it wasn't cooked, tehayinu shu nikir v'yadua shu lechem. Toyer lechem means it's clear and apparent and known that this is bread. You say hamotzi and you bench. Vim ein ben tor lechem, but if it doesn't have the tzuras apas anymore, mevarach b'ayin mezoinis, then the bracha is mezoinis. U'bracha achas mein shalosh with an alamicha. Vim ein ulo mevushel v'lo mechuber, and if it's not cooked or bound together with broth, el mefor dak dak, just crumbled and ground into small pieces, afa pish ein bo kazayis, even though there's no kazayis. V'lo tor lechem, and it's obviously not recognizable as bread anymore. Mevarach lev ha-moitzi b'chzem ozen, it's still ha-moitzi b'chzem ozen, because the din is, once it's bread, even a crumb is still bread. V'ayin l'kaman, simen kuf pei dal, kam ha-shir achil, levarach alel, b'chzem ozen, we'll discuss the shir for brach ha-chron, and simen kuf pei dal. Sivkata nunchas, im yesh b'aprusos, if the pieces are kazayis, hayin afil b'achzman, even if it's just one piece, b'chanal, we said this before. So if there's a kazayis, even in one piece, the bracha is a motzi, and you bench. Even without tzuras apas. Sifkat nuntes, if it doesn't have a kazayis, then it depends. Em yesh ben v'chul, if it has tzuras apas, it's still a motzi. Hatam, the reason is, the other bezem o'ifen rishon, this is better than the previous scenario. The previous scenario is when you cooked it. So once you cook it, it's automatically loses tzuras apas. Here is better. The kimishon nisbasha, since it wasn't cooked, Tayar lechem shlo chashiva, So we could still say that these pieces that are less than kezayis retain their appearance of bread. Now, why are you benching if you only eat pieces? That means you ate a lot of the pieces until together it's a kezayis. Let's say you crumble up bread into bread meal, flour, very, very fine. And then you knead it together with some oil and some eggs and some good stuff. We call it kenedalach, matzah balls. Oh, chremzlach. I am going to form much because without looking at what he writes, the agreement of many achorim is, then bishlam b'kedera, if you cook it in a pot, which is what you do, o tignam b'machras, b'mashka, or maybe you'd fry them up in a pan with oil, with liquid, t'chashav k'bishl, that's called bishl, afshi yesh b'kolachas k'zayis v'yosr, either each kenedal, each chremzel, the matzah ball itself might be bigger than a k'zayis, mevorach l'embohem n'ezonis, t'borach l'mezonis. V'afil mochal habid m'ne how much you eat. So in other words, the pieces were less than k'zayis, when I made my batter, when I made my dough. The fact that I cook them in chunks that may be bigger than kezayis doesn't change anything. Vim afa, now if you were to bake these things that you take the bread and you add liquids and you bake it, nachon shlo yorcham kim b'sachasud, it's proper not to eat it unless it's during a meal of bread, and ke nilish berov shumon advash, unless there's so much oil or honey, but if you just knead it together with water and you bake it, that's absolutely bread. So basically, if I take breadcrumbs and I put water in it and I stick it back in the oven, it's back to bread again. If you put other ingredients, then it depends. And the same thing, by the way, is true with the pieces of challah or bread that are less than kezayis and you reduce it to mezonos. If I were to stick it right back in the oven and bake it, it comes back to hamotzi again. It's only going to be mezonos if I add other things, like people take leftover challah and they want to make an apple kugel or challah kugel. So you have pieces less than kezayis, and you cook the pieces. Then you throw in apples and eggs and cinnamon and sugar, so it won't taste like bread. You bake it, it's still going to be mezonos. Se'if katan samech v'lo toar lechem. Breadcrumbs are hamotzi, even though it doesn't look like bread. Because since you crumbled it so finely, because it's like flour, it's really not noticeable this was once bread. But it's still hamotzi. But Tom, the reason is, since it is bread by itself, it's not combined with anything else, it doesn't lose the halacha of bread. Just like the smallest piece of apple is ha'etz, and the smallest piece of carrot is adama, the smallest piece of bread is hamotzi. If you look in the achorim, they agree that if you were to soak breadcrumbs in water, if they don't bind, it's still bread. That means you soaked for a very brief amount of time. But if you left it in the water long enough for the water to change color because of it, we learn the subsequent sif, it becomes mezainis, and alamicha. So basically the rule of thumb is like this. If you have bread and you want to make it mezainis, you have to first make sure all the pieces are less than kezayis. And second, either you cook it or you soak it long enough for the water to change color. At that point, that mush is mezainis.